It is now 3 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, and we are excited to begin another season of Young Artists Spotlight. Here to introduce you to today's musicians is FM 89's David Ouse.
Thank you, Jason. I am David Ouse, coming to you from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio here at Valley Public Radio, and this is Young Artists Spotlight. Today, we're pleased to be featuring harp soloists from the studio of Laura Porter, harpist, harp teacher, and principal harpist with the Fresno Philharmonic. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon, David. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you with us again. How many students have you brought today?
I have brought 5 different students of just about all the ages of high school and middle school. So.
Excellent. Very good. Well, you always bring great talent here for Young Artist Spotlight, and being here for warm-ups was fabulous. So, listeners and viewers, you're in for a really, really wonderful musical treat. We're going to start with Melissa Palacios. Good afternoon, Melissa.
Good afternoon.
So you are homeschooled through the Classical Conversations group, correct? How old are you?
13.
Okay, and what pieces will you be performing for us this afternoon?
Praedium Berceau by Louise Charpentier and Hotchus by Lucas Ruiz de Ribayos.
Okay, here, harpist Melissa Palacios.
Thank you.
Music of the Harp, presented by Melissa Palacios. She's 13 years old, and she's a student of Laura Porter, and one of our guests here on Young Artist Spotlight this afternoon here at Valley Public Radio. I should mention that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis. Our next harp soloist is Coco Rodriguez. Good afternoon, Coco.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you with us here today. What will you be performing for us?
Today I'm going to be doing The Little Fountain by Samuel O. Pratt.
Okay, The Little Fountain by Samuel O. Pratt, an American 20th century composer. Thank you. music of Samuel Pratt, 20th century American composer, performed there by Coco Rodriguez. She's 12 years old and a student at Edison Computech. Very nice. This is Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio. I'm David Else. We're coming to you live from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio. And as you may have figured out, we are featuring harps this afternoon. Students from the studio of Laura Porter, local harpist and principal harpist for the Fresno Philharmonic. Some of her alumni have gone on to do great things. One of them, Kimberly Claussen, who's performed here at Young Artist Spotlight in the past, is starting her first year at Fresno State, where she plays in the Wind Symphony. Now we'll hear from Carter Williams. Good afternoon, Carter.
Good afternoon.
How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 13 and I go to Kasner.
She's in the eighth grade. She's 13 for only a few more days. She'll be 14 very soon. What are you performing for us this afternoon?
I am playing Vanilla from Apices by Bernard Andres and Sonate en Re by Mateo Albanez.
All right, so music from classical era in Spain, preceded by 20th century French work for harp. Here is Carter Williams.
Thank you.
That was harpist Carter Williams. She'll be 14 in a few days. She's in the eighth grade at Kastner Elementary, performing music of, we just heard Sonata en Re by Mateo Albanese, a Spanish classical composer, and before that, Vanille from Epice by the French composer Bernard Andres. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio. We're live in the Barman Cheney Performance Studio, and we're featuring harpists today, harpists from the studio of Fresno's own Laura Porter. Our next soloist is Aria Delgado. Good afternoon, Aria.
Good afternoon.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Singer Academy Charter School.
All right, very good. And what pieces are you going to be performing for us today?
Today I will be playing Le Bon Petit Roi d'Yvetot by Marcel Grangeny, and then I will be playing Petals on Vacation by Ezekiel Braun.
Okay, Ezekiel Braun, the Israeli composer. Does Petals on Vacation refer to the petals on the harp?
Yes, a little bit, because it is called Petals on Vacation because on this piece you don't use any petals at all.
All right. So pure diatonic then. Very good. Here, harpist Aria Delgado. Thank you. harpist Aria Delgado performing, we just heard, from Ezekiel Braun, Israeli composer, Petals on Vacation, and before that, from 20th century French composer Marcel Grandjean's Le Bon Petit Roi d'Yvetot. This is Young Artist Spotlight on Valley Public Radio, and we're featuring harp students from the studio of Laura Porter. Mentioned one of Laura Porter's other alumni, and also a Young Artist Spotlight alumni, Kimberly Claussen, earlier. Another student of Laura Porter, Madeline Olson, is in her first year of her master's at Juilliard, and last year in November, she won the Nippon International Harp Competition, which is quite a feat, besting a field of 30 or more competitors. Got one final performer with us this afternoon, Catherine Palacios. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you with us. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 17, and I'm a senior at Fresno Christian.
All right. And what are your plans for next year?
I plan to attend UCLA and minor in music.
Excellent. Very good. And you've got a 20th century American piece for us. What will you be playing?
I'll be playing Italiana by Deborah Henson Conant.
All right. Here, harpist Catherine Palacios. Thank you. Catherine Palacios performing here on Young Artist Spotlight at Valley Public Radio. Big hand to all of our harp solos today, Catherine Palacios, Aria Delgado, Carter Williams, Coco Rodriguez, and Melissa Palacios. And of course, thanks to Laura Porter, their teacher, bringing in these fantastic students for their terrific performance for you. I'm David Alse, and I remind you that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis. And of course, I couldn't have done this without the production support of Joe Moore, Jason Scott, and Don Weaver. I will now turn things back over to Jason Scott and Clearly Classical.